afternoon, fellow constitutionalists, and welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Dan Clements Show, a Christian political talk show. I'm your host, Dan Clements, your constitutional lawyer, fighting for your right just to be an American. It is January 10th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Remember, we're hyphen-free, PC-free zone. God is still in control, and he does love you. And I'm broadcasting from the Hemlock Studios here in the beautiful central Susquehanna Valley in the great Keystone State. And I don't want to make this video any longer than it has to be, so let's just get right to it here. This video is being brought to you by the Dan Clements Show Cafe Press Store. Cafe Press is a place where you can go and design things with your logo, or, you know, it doesn't matter. If you can get your logo on it, they'll design it and put it up in a store for you, and you can sell it. And if you go to thedanclementshow.com and click on the TDSC, Dan Clements Show, TDCS, excuse me, I'll get it out here in a second, the TDCS Cafe Press button on the main menu bar there, it'll take you over to the store. We have t-shirts for men and women, we have a hat, we have hoodies, a couple of coffee mugs, and a mouse pad. That you can purchase from the store, and in purchasing from the store, you help support the show, and in supporting the show, you also get something to remember me by, and get something of equal value, maybe not as great, but possibly, or greater value, but possibly equal value as the show is. So if you like what you hear on the show, please go over to my Cafe Press store and do some shopping over there for the bling, and if you want something there that isn't there, shoot me a message, shoot me an email, go back over to danclementshow.com, click on the contacts tab, and send me an email about that, and I'll get right after that. All right, today's daily Bible reading comes from the book of Psalms, chapter 55, verses 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to this pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but I will trust in you. And you know, David, in certain parts of his life, people were pursuing him, trying to kill him. So he sometimes despaired, but he telling people to cast their burdens on the Lord. And that was Psalms chapter 55, verses 22 through 23. This quote mail comes from Lewis Carroll. I have had prayers answered, but most strangely so sometimes. But I think our Heavenly Father's loving kindness has been even more evident in what he has refused me. A lot of people, they pray, and if they don't get what they prayed for, then, oh, God's not answering my prayers. And they never realize that maybe God knows better than they do, and maybe what they're praying for isn't what they need at that time. And a lot of people don't think about that. Today's daily Bible lesson comes from Wes McAdams over at RadicallyChristian.com, and he posted this today. Luke 22:36, re-examined. Sell your cloak and buy a sword. He makes some really good points in here. A lot of people do use this verse, and I think I have in the past too, and if I have, I apologize for that. I've been doing a lot of studying and rethinking about this, about this using this passage for self-defense. I think we have a God-given right of self-defense, not to aggress against anybody else, but, you know, also to protect ourselves, I do believe that's a God-given right. So, you know, we need to use the Bible passages the way they are in context. And that's what Wes McAdams is saying here. And all these links, by the way, if you don't already know this, are over at the show notes page at the danclements.com website. And you find the show notes, and you also find the podcast page with the show notes on the podcast also over there. All right. Today we're going This is something that sort of blowed up the past couple days, and I'm just getting into it today. And I titled the show Redress of Grievances. And basically what's happening here is the down in Vermilion Parish in Abbeville, Louisiana, the Vermilion Parish School District had a school board meeting, and things got heated. They didn't get heated on the part of the people making comments. It was the president of the school board, and an incident ensued where an off-duty police officer was also the resource officer of the school district, and he removed a lady, one of the teachers, who was actually, he was escorting her out, and in the hallway, she said she was just asking questions, and the video cuts to, and I didn't edit this part in, but the guy that was taking the video got out in the hallway where he was just helping the woman back up off the floor, and she was complaining that he shoved him down, or he shoved her down. So I have about an 8-minute video I want to show you. I want to keep this tight as I can. So let me get everything set up here. I don't want to go too much more over the 8 minutes, but let me get this all set up for you, and we'll get right at the video.
Both. I've been on the board.
Both.
Some superintendents do provide a vehicle.
Yes,
Kibby knows, beginning back in the 90s. We changed all that, and we changed the whole way that we paid reimbursement claims, because some of them were absurd. People were charging us for a quarter of a mile and things like that. When that got changed, it rolled into the superintendent with Dan, if I remember correctly, that he got an allowance instead of a car. Right, anybody else in the audience? Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Daisha Hargrave. I teach in the parish. I have a serious issue with a superintendent or any person in a position of leadership getting any type of raise. I feel like it's a slap in the face to all the teachers, cafeteria workers, and any other support staff we have. We work very hard with very little to maintain the salaries that we have. And as I've been teaching the last few years, I'm seeing class sizes grow enormously. So I just want to say, I don't care if the performance targets were met. You're making our job even more difficult, and we're jumping through hoops, and we're meeting those goals. While someone in that position of leadership is getting a raise, it's a sad, sad day to be a teacher in Vermilion Parish. When we're supposed to be 4, 6, whatever number we are in the state, we're doing the work. The students are doing the work. At the top, that's not where kids learn. It's in the classrooms. And those teachers, like myself, are not getting a dime from that. And that is unspeakable. My second concern is that you're actually taking this vote with a man who just by chance knew so-and-so got elected, however that happened, that people didn't put him in. Now, if he wants to run and they want a people put him in, then you do your contract and your raises or whatever you deem necessary. This decision shouldn't even be made tonight. And I feel like I'm speaking on behalf of more than just myself, more than just Kaplan teachers. I'm speaking as a group. Many teachers are scared to speak out with Act 1 and all the power Mr. Pio now has. And it's, again, I'm going to use the word absurd, that we're even considering giving someone a raise when these teachers are working this hard and not getting a dime.
All right, anyone else? One more.
Whose fault is that?
All right, you guys, all your concerns for the superintendent. Yes, ma'am.
Superintendent, how are you going to take a raise when there's ELA, when I first started teaching ELA, there was like 20, 21 kids in a class, and now there's 29 kids in a class that we are now having, and we have not gotten raises. How are you going to take that money? Because it's basically taking out of the pockets of teachers.
Stop right now. That's not germane to what's on the agenda tonight.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Raise.
Come on now.
How are you going to take?
What's on the agenda is a superintendent's contract.
With a raise.
Well, that's not talking about the raise. It's all
I am. I'm saying, how are you taking the raise
that's almost
when you're
shame.
Basically taking from the teachers and employees under you when we have class sizes that are that big? This directly speaks to what you are you have just voted on.
Ms. Hargrave, a year ago, I presented to this board.
Okay.
Thank you all very much.
Anybody else? Excuse me. Can I stand when I'm being spoken to?
Anybody?
Is there a rule?
You
want
to leave? I'm going to remove you.
Take
your things
out. Are you serious?
I hope somebody has this on video.
I'm
being
really.
Right.
Excuse me.
All right,
is it against policy to stand?
Yes.
Do not.
Hold on.
Thank you.
This is the most disgraceful and disgraceful thing.
I want another comment.
A comment.
She wasn't talking to you, she was talking to Mr. Pia.
It was comments for the superintendent.
I don't want the audience commenting without being recognized.
She wasn't.
Comment there, recognize Sarah.
Sir.
Just put her in handcuffs.
I apologize to the public.
We did not.
Why are you putting her in handcuffs right now?
Let's go see her.
Get this on video.
Why, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Don't.
Can you explain?
Are you kidding me?
Stop resisting.
I am not, you just pushed me to the floor. Sir, hold on, I am way smaller than you.
Arrested during a Vermilion Parish school board meeting will not face charges.
The Abbeville city attorney says he's reviewed the video from last night and won't be prosecuting. This is a story the whole country is now following, and there are mixed opinions tonight. Last night, Daisha Hargrave was charged with remaining after being forbidden and resisting an officer. She was handcuffed after raising concerns about teacher pay during a discussion about the superintendent's new contract. That contract came with a $30,000 raise.
Jim and Marcel, I'm here outside of Blackston Abbeville, where a meeting just took place so that the Vermilion Association of Educators and teachers across the parish could debrief about the arrest that took place last night. I'm here with the president of that association for her to tell us a little bit more about what took place at that meeting and how they plan to move forward.
Thank you. We invited educators of Vermilion to come tonight and speak about the situation that's going on with Daisha's arrest. And we decided that we are going to stand together in solidarity this Thursday afternoon at 3:45 at Magdalen Square, and we're going to rally that we will not be silenced. Her First Amendment rights were violated, and we want to stick with her, and we are behind her, and we support her 100%.
Thank you so much. We will continue to follow this story live in Abbeville. Justice Henderson, KATC TV3.
So what we did was look at how our teachers compare to other teachers across the state of Louisiana and in Acadiana, how our administrators compare across everyone.
Here's how those numbers break down. Teacher salaries in Vermilion Parish rank number 42 out of 69 school districts in the state. Principal salaries ranked number 25. Meanwhile, the superintendent was below both of those rankings at 57th in the state and one of the lowest paid in Acadiana. In fact, P.O. says he's never had a raise since being hired 5 years ago, and he feels a lot of progress has been made in that time.
When I started, our district was ranked right at number 16, 17 out of the 69. Over the course of several years, we have improved to where we're now ranked number 6.
Vermilion Parish also bumped up from a B to an A rating, one of just two A school districts in Acadiana. Still, not everyone voted in his favor.
Teachers who really is responsible for test scores, performances, and everything else that go on in this system have not been given a raise for the last 10 years. So how does the board justify giving the superintendent the $40,000 raise?
Kibby Pilet is one of three board members who voted no on the new contract, with the five other board members voting for the new salary. In Vermilion Parish, Abby Breidenbach, KATC TV3.
As for the marshal, we're told his status with the school board has not changed following the arrest, and he will continue to provide security at those meetings. Valerie Ponsetti joining us live from outside the marshal's office tonight. Valerie.
Jim, we weren't able to get comment from the Abbeville City Marshal at all today. We were told he was out of the office and would not be available. The city attorney says the marshal was not working, the deputy was not working for the city last night, but is employed as a resource officer for the school board. Other groups, though, have issued their comments about the arrest. The ACLU responded, calling the removal and arrest unacceptable, saying it raises, quote, serious constitutional concerns. The Louisiana Association of Educators denouncing the treatment of the teacher, regarding her as a loving parent and dedicated teacher. The president of the Vermilion Parish School Board stands on the other side of the fence, showing complete support for the arrest officer and says he was only doing his job. But that doesn't mean the backlash from the viral video of last night's meeting is sparing any victim.
All All right, folks, that was the video, and that was heavily edited, but I didn't edit out anything. I wanted to just keep Miss Hargrove in there, and I didn't edit anything out that wasn't pertinent to what was going on, her arrest and everything. There was very few other comments that were made. The one thing that I want to state here real quick, and if you didn't catch it in there, watch the video again, you know, reverse this or you know, back it up and watch this again. But the board president, Anthony Fontana, at one point when she was being escorted out of the room by the deputy, the resource officer, said that she didn't have the floor, that she wasn't given permission to have the floor, when just a few seconds earlier or even a minute earlier in the video, he recognized her to have direct comments towards the superintendent. And then when it got into the salary part, he cut her off. And one thing, I don't know if this was incidental or anything, but there was a phone ringing in the background just before they cut off the comments of Ms. Hargrove to the superintendent. And that's when everything, in my opinion, got out of hand. The resource officer there, off duty now, police officer, is the resource officer for the school district. And I don't know if he floats around the different schools or not. But the resource officer, I don't think it's their job to clear out Board of Education meetings from rowdy people, which Ms. Hargrove was not rowdy. She was trying to make a point, and Mr. Fontana obviously didn't like it and lied right there on video about not giving her permission to have the floor to speak to the superintendent, especially when it came to the salary. Now, they're talking about a $30,000 raise for the school superintendent. And I have some stuff here. Let me get it set up here real quick. Let's see here. All right. Let me get over here. The general facts about the Vermillion Parish School District, they got 1,249 staff people, of which there's 671 teachers, and that makes a pupil-teacher ratio 12 to 1. There's 96 teacher assistants or aides, instructional coordinators, 15 elementary teachers, 417 kindergarten teachers, 335 pre-K, 26 high school teachers, 193, and there's a pre-K to 12 student. You know, the students of the school are 8,937. So that's the stats. It's not a huge school district, although they have Buku Elementary. I mean, they really have a lot of elementary schools there. And I couldn't find the date when all these, when this was actually compiled. I was looking on here, and I did not see where this was this compiled. This could be some old information. It could be new information. But I want to get down to this, the general district stats. The per capita income in the district is $14,201. The median family income is $36,000, just a little over $36,000. That means there's just as many people above that number as is below the number. And they break down male, female. I don't really care about that. Medium income of the renters, $16,178. Medium income of homeowners, $33,931. But this is the telling number right down through here. These numbers right there, okay? Now I'm going to go up to the upper end, and I don't know why that's doing that. It started flashing on me there for a second. Okay, let's see if I can keep this in focus. The $60,000 to $100,000 a year income, there's 2,570 homes, okay? 100,000 plus, there's 875 homes. There's quite a few people making that much money, you know, in these homes. But if you go back to the family income, it's $36,093. That is significantly lower than the $100,000, $110,000 that the superintendent was getting now. And then they were going to add another $30,000 to it. And the teachers haven't had a pay raise in over 10 years. Now, I have an article here. Let's see. Board President Anthony Fontana says he thinks the whole thing was a setup. He says the other four board members, now three, have been committed to getting rid of the superintendent. No matter how good the policy might be, they would be against it to cast disfavor on the superintendent to prevent him from getting a contract, said Fontana, who also is an attorney. The whole issue from day one was that they were not going to give him a contract. Okay, but does that mean it's a setup? Does that mean the whole thing's a setup? And it goes on down. I'm going to let you read the article, but it goes on down through the article and talking about there's a pattern of women in this parish who aren't getting the same treatment at these town meeting or at these board meetings and other meetings, it seems to me. So there might be an issue with that, and that's something that needs to be looked into and investigated there. Okay? But the issue that I really want to get at here, and this is the fundamental issue of the whole thing. School boards are part of the local government. They are elected officials, elected by the people, to serve on these school boards, and these school boards oversee the schools in their school district. So they are part of government. There is this pesky, I mean pesky little thing in the Constitution. It's called the First Amendment. And part of that First Amendment is the right of the people to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So as American citizens, and I think this extends to everybody, but we're talking about Americans here. I believe everybody has this fundamental right around the world that they have a right to petition the government for redress of grievances, right? And this, I believe, is what's fundamentally going to be the case here. Whether Ms. Hargrove wants to pursue it or not, we don't know. You know, maybe she'll just let it drop. But if she pursues this, I think she does have a pretty good case here. She was wrongfully removed from the room at the behest of the board because that resource officer wouldn't have done nothing unless he was given the signal to usher her out of the room. She wasn't being unruly. She wasn't voicing threats, anything like that. She actually was given permission to have the floor to address the superintendent. And when she got into territory that Mr. Fontana didn't like, then he gaveled her out of order and told her to be quiet. You know, this wasn't germane to the argument, he said, or to what was being discussed. We're talking about his contract. And a lot of the people sitting there said, yeah, and the pay raise is part of that contract. And they were exactly right. They were exactly right. And so Mr. Fontana was wrong on a couple different issues. There are a couple different points, in my opinion. And so, again, that resource officer would not have done what he did if he didn't get a signal. We don't see that on this video. This gentleman had a handheld. I don't know if he's using his iPhone or whatever, but somebody was taking this video, and hopefully there's some more video out there of this, maybe of the, you know, both on the audience and on the board members up there. However, again, I think the ACLU has a good case here against the board of the school board here. For unlawfully or unconstitutionally removing this individual who was redressing grievances against her local government. And this local government happened to be the school board. And as you went out in the hallway and saw what was happening, when the guy gets out there finally and starts videotaping again, or videotaping, says how old I am, videoing, creating this video, vlogging what happened. The resource officer was picking Ms. Hargrove up off the floor, And she was asking, why'd you push me down the floor? I'm not resisting arrest. Evidently, she, from her comments, and we don't know, you know, there's witnesses that were out in the hallway with her, she was just asking him what the issue was. And this guy pretty much manhandled her all the way out to the car, had her cuffed, and since he wasn't in an official capacity here, and this is what I'm guessing, I don't know this for sure, because he had a cruiser out there, he could have took her to jail himself, but evidently he probably had to stay there for the meeting, so he called another city unit, they took her, booked her, and arrested her. She got on a bond, and the city attorney, let me see if I can get this, Ike Funderburk, what a fun name, Ike Funderburk, Abbeville city attorney and prosecutor, said he reviewed the video and won't be prosecuting her. Okay, that's good. On the news report, you heard that the deputy that was the resource officer, nothing's going to happen to him, and the city's not going to take any steps on that. Now, that could be turned around depending on what the ACLU does, if Ms. Hargrove wants to pursue this. Because, again, if Mr. Fontana motioned him to remove her while she had the floor trying to redress grievances to the local government, then not only Mr. Fontana is unconstitutional here and is culpable, but if he gave the signal for the resource officer to remove her, that resource officer should have had the sense enough about him to question that. But it doesn't seem like he did. But that's where I'm going to leave this off at. That's where I'm going to leave this right now. And we're on Friday when we do the Free For All Friday show. Hopefully we'll have some more updates on this and we'll get this all caught up and hopefully be able to tell you a little bit more about what's going on with the cases that are coming up in here. And this, again, this is a constitutional question here, folks. This has been the Dan Clemens Show. I'm your host, Dan Clemens, your constitutional warrior. Remember, if you aim at nothing, you hit it every time. Have a great rest of the day, folks, and God bless. And we'll see you on the next video.